As one way to end the violence in Iraq, some foreign policy watchers are calling for the U.S. to start talking with Syria and Iran. Yesterday on the program, we focused on the role Syria could play. Today, we turn to Iran. I'm joined now by Vali Nasser. He's an Iran expert whose latest book is The Shia Revival. And Mr. Nasser, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, of course, Iran and Iraq have had a long, contentious and close relationship. Both are majority Shiite countries, and they were at war for 8 years during the 1980s. What kind of influence does Iran now have in Iraq?
Iran has extensive influence in Iraq, which ranges from very close relationship with Shia parties and militias, but there's also a great deal of people-to-people relationship around networks of pilgrims who go to Iraq, trade relationships and relationships between seminaries and clerics. Therefore, Iran's relationship runs from the top of the Shia society to the bottom of the Shia society in Iraq.
And some have said that Iran is actually funding and directing the Shiite militias.
Some of them Iran is funding and directing, but its relationship is not exclusive to any one militia or any one political group. Iran supports moderate Shia politicians, including Prime Ministers Maliki and before him Jafari, large Shia parties like the Skiri party, like Al-Dawa party, but also a radical militia such as those associated with Muqtada Sadr and the Mahdi army as well.
So they do have enormous influence and leverage.
They do, and also it runs the other way. Namely, the Shia community in Iraq, politicians and people, trust Iran and trust the relationship with Iran deeply. So they are more likely to enter into political compromises if they have the support and pressure coming from Tehran.
Okay, so let's talk about what could happen if the United States opened a dialogue with Iran. What could the United States get Iran to do?
Iran has an interest in Iraq not falling apart and in the Shia position in Iraq being preserved. Iran does not want a failed Iraq and it does not want civil war. And therefore, Iran is likely, if there is a successful dialogue, to help at least establish these basic things in Iraq, namely help keep Iraq together by leaning on Shias in Iraq to compromise with the Sunnis, and also to reduce funding and support for groups that are perpetuating the violence.
And what would Iran want in return from the United States?
I think preliminary, Iran is not going to be doing this out of a favor for the United States to get paid for it. Iran has to protect its own interest in Iraq. There is still a lot in Iraq that Iran can win or lose. And if the interests of Iran and the interests of the United States converge around the idea of a unitary Iraq that is successful under the current Shia-led government, I think that's something that will benefit Iran, and therefore Iran will work towards it without necessarily demanding a repayment for it.
Iran has proposed talks with the United States twice in the last year, and just yesterday, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said Iran would talk to the U.S. if it, quote, corrects its behavior. What does that mean?
Well, Ahmadinejad qualified that statement by saying that the United States should not interfere in Iran's domestic affairs, by which it means that it should not advocate regime change in Iran. In other words, it wants the United States to commit to the fact that it does not want to topple the regime and is going to accept the Islamic Republic.
Can the United States succeed, or can Iraq succeed without bringing in Iran?
It would be very difficult for the United States to succeed without having all of Iraq's neighbors, not just Iran, but also Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Syria, and Turkey, to buy in and support what it is that the United States wants to accomplish in Iraq. All of these countries have a vested interest in Iraq, but right now they are not talking to the United States or to each other in a coordinated fashion. And it's very difficult for the United States to get anywhere without having their support and buy-in.
Vali Nasser is a professor at the Naval Postgraduate School. His latest book is The Shia Revival. Vali Nasser, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.